The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Okay, let's turn back to that new study that has found that school absence leads to lower educational qualifications and also poorer well-being in early adulthood. The report from the SRI shows that even short spells of absence of 1 or 2 days at the age of 13 are linked to lower Leaving Cert grades. We are joined by Rachel Harper, principal at St. Patrick's National School in Greystones. Rachel, thanks indeed for talking to us. Are you surprised at how stark the findings are from this ESRI report?
Yeah, good evening, Shane. Yes, after reading the report, I suppose on the ground, like, we can see in primary schools the short-term effects, you know, and the instant effects of missing school. But then to hear, you know, how they can be long-term and can go on affect leaving cert and go on to affect adulthood, you know, it is startling, you know.
Do you think absenteeism has got worse? And look, I understand you probably you probably don't want to talk about your own school. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
But just obviously you've colleagues in other schools and so on. And I'm sure you guys you talk to other teachers. Is there a feeling among the among teachers that absenteeism has got worse since COVID?
Yeah, look, I would agree that it has got worse since COVID, absolutely. And speaking to my colleagues, it's across the board. I suppose, you know, there's a couple of reasons for that. Children, you know, they're a little bit more anxious nowadays. There's a lot more going on. It's a fast-paced world that we're all living in. And combined with then being sick, you know, there's been illness as well, combined with holidays and things like that. So a whole combination of everything, I suppose. And I suppose just seeing the effect that it's having on the children in the primary school, it's definitely affecting the children themselves and the class.
Why do you say that, Rachel?
Well, I suppose if a child, you know, is missing a day or 2 days and they're coming back into school and they've missed certain subject areas or they don't know what's happened the day before, certainly if it's an anxious child, that brings more anxiety onto that child, you know.
Okay, all right. Stay with us, Rachel. Let's bring in Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist. What did you make of the ESRI report, Niamh?
I think, like a lot of parents, I woke up to some pretty shocking headlines that sort of focused in, I think, on the wrong things. I think there's a lot in this report that's really, really important. But I think a lot of, you know, outlets kind of picked up on this whole idea that even, you know, a 13-year-old missing 2 days, 2 or 3 days of school in a school year is somehow going to negatively impact on their Leaving Cert, or even a 9-year-old. And I think, like, just for parents, that's really frightening, you know, prospect to think that.
But that,
you know,
is that not what the report found?
It said that, you know, it would have an effect on, yeah, it said it would have an effect on the outcome of their Leaving Cert. But, I mean, it's looking at children at 9 and 13. I mean, there's a big gap between what happens in your life between 9 and 13 and the Leaving Cert. And I highly doubt that you missing 3 days in one school year when you're 13 is going to be the only thing that has an impact on your Leaving Cert. So I think there's probably a lot more nuance in this report that then was highlighted in some kind of clickbaity headlines.
Well, I think need to be fair to the news organisations. They were reporting what was in the report. Now, it might be the one line out of the report, but I think the reports I've seen seem to give a fair reflection of what was in the report. I mean, do you accept the wider point about absences being problematic?
Absolutely. And that's my issue. The report had so much in it that I think was a lot more important than trying to scare the bejesus out of parents who may have had to keep a child home because they had the flu for a week when they're 9 or 13. I think that's completely the wrong thing to be focusing on. I think the report has so much to say about chronic absenteeism and the really, really possible negative impacts that can have for your child. And I think the real elephant in the room here is that a lot of this is consequences of policies that were pursued during COVID, keeping the schools closed for so long, being told at the time, you know, obviously we all had to make sacrifices, but keeping the schools closed for such a long time has had huge consequences socially, developmentally, and, you know, on how children now view going to school. A lot of them are dealing with, you know, very emotional, you know, worries, and they're overwhelmed and there's anxiety.
Okay,
and
good.
All of these have
okay,
been
good
building.
Point. Can I bring, stay with us, Niamh, can I bring Rachel back in on that? Were the schools closed too long, Rachel? And did that kind of break that contract between school attendance and students? They kind of realised, actually, maybe school isn't something you have to go to all the time.
Yeah. Look, certainly the COVID restrictions had a huge impact on children. That goes without saying. But I suppose something that I really took from the article was, you know, it really highlighted how if there is any sort of problem there, challenge for a child, school refusal, or, you know, that we do need to get help early on in primary schools, those foundation years. We do need to try and get it right and work with the families, work with the children, and the importance at that stage to try and get things in place for that child and the right supports. And then I suppose going then further, you know, if anybody is taking holidays, you know, during school time, this article I feel is really highlighting that actually really think carefully about doing that, that it okay. is actually having an impact on your children.
Niamh, what do you make of that idea of people taking their kids out for holidays in, like say in primary school, that they take a couple of weeks in June and so on, that this report raises question marks about the validity and the benefits of doing that?
I know, and look, this is probably even a wider debate that we probably don't even have time for here, but it's something that comes up every single year, particularly with children at primary school level. There's kind of this belief, rightly or wrongly, that it's less of an issue if you take a child out of primary school, you know, for a week's holidays or whatever. And look, I think this report is saying that All of these days off do build up. So it might be okay if you're taking them out for a couple of days for a holiday. But then if you factor in illnesses, you know, which you can't get away from, some kids could be out for a week if they have a vomiting bug or they're on, you know, antibiotics or whatever. And all of those do definitely add up. And I think, look, school is really important. And I think it is very important at primary school age, because you're laying those foundations, you know, for your kids. And I think that is really, really important. But I think kind of this idea of wrapping parents on the knuckles for missing a couple of days when they're 9 or 13 is the wrong thing to be focusing on.
Is it wrapping people on the knuckles? I mean, like, are we as parents being overly defensive just because we don't really like what the report has found? I don't think anyone was wrapping anyone on the knuckles.
I certainly felt rubbed up the wrong way by those points that were really, I think, lighted upon, you know, today by a lot of outlets. You know, this idea that 1 or 2 days is going to have a detrimental effect on your child in the Leaving Cert, when we should be looking at how can we support children in schools, the ones who don't want to go in, the ones who are really suffering with school absenteeism and school refusal. That is so hard when your child is going through that. And I think we need to look at putting supports in the classroom. It was only the other week the government were, you know, saying that they might, you know, take away SNAs. You know, that is the absolute opposite of things that they should be doing.
Well, the government weren't saying they were going to take away SNAs. There was a talk of a redeployment of SNAs, but an overall increase.
Yeah, which would have meant for some people, they would have lost their SNAs.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would have meant taking away some people's SNAs. I know they did a U-turn on it.
Just to be clear, SNAs aren't assigned to different students, they're assigned to years. And just to be clear on that point.
Absolutely. But if your child was in a class where they had an SNA and it was redeployed somewhere else, they would have lost out on that support.
Right.
That's also a really important point to make.
OK, Rachel, what message would you like to get across to parents today? And look, nobody wants to be lecturing parents. I think everybody has taken their kids out of school at certain times. And obviously you don't want sick kids coming into school. They should be at home in bed if that is the case. But is there a message you'd like to get across?
Yeah, well, firstly, like, I know it's a very sensitive area for parents. And I know school avoidance or school refusal, it's very challenging for the whole family unit. So I would say, you know, to families that are going through that, you know, keep linked in with your school. It's so important that we all work together and, you know, keep the child at the centre of it and get them into school as much as possible, whether it's staggered, you know, return, but just bear with the school and work with the school. I think that's really, really important. The second thing I'd just say is, look, all schools understand why parents take children out of school during school time. However, because of expense, etc. However, you know, children do miss out. So I suppose to think twice about that, you know.
Niamh, very brief last word to you.
Yeah, look, I think there's an awful lot of really important points in this report. I think getting our kids into school on a regular basis is really, really important. And this shows it in so many ways, from their social development as well as the academics. And I would just like to see more supports for those children who are finding it difficult to get themselves into school for whatever reason. And I think that's what we should be focusing on.
Okay. Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist, Rachel Harper, principal of St. Patrick's National School in Greystones. Thanks to both of you for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Let us know what you think.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.